Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Welcome back. We took a couple of weeks off. Welcome back, guys. Mercedes, JC, and Steph here. How are you guys doing?
Great. It's going to be good to be back in studio this week. We finished our first week back after a two-week vacation. I feel tired.
Yeah. You don't feel rested?
This is the premiere of season three.
Yes.
Is there three seasons of this? When does the season end?
Whenever we want.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, how many episodes in a season do we have?
Well, season two, we had 19 episodes. Season one, I wasn't here. This is when I was let go. So season one was all you guys.
Oh, I know. Man, I don't want to take myself back to that time. That was not good.
Season one sucked.
Well, I think this is an appropriate topic for season three to kick things off. And it kind of makes you explore yourself and your relationships. And I found this list on a website called, I didn't go to the website. It's called lovepanky.com.
Love Panky?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all
like
about.
Like a panky wanky dance?
Like, is it like hanky panky? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. But they had this list on 30 questions, deep questions that you can ask your best friend and strengthen your bond. Now, I think this is meant more for couples, but I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we asked each other some of these questions?
Oh, from Love Panky.
Love Panky.
Oh, this would be good. Oh,
is
wow.
Is Love Panky P-A-N-K-Y or K-E-Y?
K-Y.
Okay.
Are you putting it in?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I know we don't have that kind of relationship, but we see each other pretty much every day.
Yeah.
We're around each other all the time. So I think that this will be fun. We'll give it a try. Now, who wants to be asked the first question? I'm just going to go down the list. We're not going to do all 30, but I'll just kind of scroll down and see.
I'll take the first one. We each get our own question.
Yeah, let's all do our own question.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That way we can get through more questions.
Okay.
So JC, what does our friendship mean to you?
Oh, okay.
Wow. Now, right. Now they say this is a great place to start because you can dive deeper into your relationship, what it means, and what you want it to mean. Do you have fun together? Do you share everything? Are you practically family? What does our friendship mean to you?
Well, a couple of things when you sit right there jump out. It's fun. I do enjoy the laughs with our friendship. I enjoy the length of our friendship. We've been friends for a long time. I've known you, Mercedes, longer than I've known been around like my sister and some of my family members. So I do, you're family to me. And that's something that I like, because whether there's highs or lows in our relationship, I think at the end of the day, there's this bond that's always going to connect us. And I do cherish that bond that we have. And going back to the fun, looking back on this past week, there's two standout moments that I love when we get in this rhythm. And it's when I start telling a story about something and you're jumping in. I was talking about the bear spray I heard a bear when I was in Wyoming, and you're just coming at me about the bear spray, my stupid backpack that it was in there. And then the other one was me driving a Ford Taurus and just kind of coming down and razzing me and poking fun of me. When we get in that rhythm, I love that about our friendship. So there's just multiple layers for us.
Well, that means a lot. I really appreciate that. And not just, you know, the kind words, but like little things like that. Because I always wonder, like, am I overstepping bounds by like jumping in and making all these comments? Does he know I'm just poking fun and I'm not really serious? Like I always, and not just you, just in people in general, when you do that, like I worry. I'm like, oh gosh, should I just be quiet? Because you know, sometimes that stuff gets annoying. So that's really nice that you say that. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And just, you know, when I'm making, because we shoot out topics to each other every night in the morning and stuff. When I'm making a mental note of a topic, that's how I'm envisioning it. When I was thinking about, oh, that bear spray might be a topic, I'm like, oh, it'll be a topic if she starts coming at me like that. And so I love that stuff.
Oh, note to self, come at JC at all times.
Not all times. You know, I do love some love and stuff like that as well. Steph, you are truly just, I mean, you are a kind spirit. That's what I love about our relationship. You're a kind spirit. You're so happy, outgoing. You are positive energy. And I feel like there's this humor connection that you and I have. Like, you get some of my locker room jokes, and we kind of have the same sense of humor.
Absolutely. Sometimes you'll come in, or you'll talk back, because we're all in separate studios and we have to talk back over a button. And sometimes I don't know if you're going to talk about, you know, stuff about work, or you'll talk about, like, just random stuff. And sometimes you'll be like, dude, that was so funny. And then you come up with a sarcastic joke. So I totally understand what you mean. And there are times where I'm like, I think he was being sarcastic there. And then I'll throw back another sarcastic joke and you'll laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we're both on the same page.
It's like the pyramid of sarcasm. We start here, next level. We keep piling on top of the sarcasm. So that I do enjoy about our friendship.
Then at one point do you guys get confused? Like, are we being sarcastic or serious right now?
This whole thing was sarcasm, by the way.
So we're not really friends. No, I'm kidding.
All right. We're talking about the 30 deep bond questions to ask your best friend and strengthen your bond. That was just the first question. That was for JC. Steph, here's your question.
Okay.
Are you afraid of dying?
Ooh. I used to be afraid of dying when I was younger. When I remember in middle school, do you guys remember Zanga? Did you guys ever hear of Zanga? It's like a blog website before MySpace, basically.
Oh, I was like, I've heard of Jenga.
Yeah.
Well, Zanga is spelled X-A-N-G-A. And basically, it's kind of like you have your profile and then you would like copy and paste these questions. And one of those questions was, what are you most afraid of? And it used to be dying. And because it's so unknown, it's scary. But I think now, since my dad's a psychic and I've gone to a little bit more of the spiritual realm, I've talked to people that have passed on, I'm no longer afraid of dying. I think I'm more afraid of the process of dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I kind of stand with that. And I'm more open to being like just more present, being more in the now than worrying about the future and the unknown. So no, I don't think I'm no longer afraid of dying, just the process of dying.
Have you ever seen someone that was in the process of dying? Obviously there's a process of it being like an accident and horrific, but then also just the process of them, like their body starting to give out on them. Have you ever seen that happen with someone?
So I did with my mom's dad, in a sense where I didn't see him all the time, but I did know that he was struggling from diabetes. He was doing chemo all the time. My mom was going to take him to his chemotherapy sessions and everything. So it made me feel for him. It made me know that he was ready to move on, but he was still in that limbo of like, I still have this, you know, this process to go. And once he was finally passed on, I felt like he was ready and I felt happier for him.
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah, that's really deep.
We're getting heavy here.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Did you pick your question then?
I guess I'll pick my question.
Can we
pick
a number?
I can. Okay, yeah, pick a number. So we did one and two.
Seven.
So,
number seven.
Seven. Okay. What is your biggest regret? Ooh. Now they say, do you already know your friend's biggest regret? I don't, but this is something that you can certainly open up a different part of yourself. Think about your biggest regret, and wouldn't talking to someone you love and trust about it make it a little less heavy to carry around? Gosh, I mean, I do have a lot of regrets. I think they all made me a stronger person in the end. But I think my biggest regret is not like appreciating the family time that I had when I had it. Like, especially as a kid, you're like, oh, my parents are so stupid. I remember once I told my grandma that I hated her. And oh my God, I don't know why I said that. I was mad for some stupid reason. And just like a kid, you don't know what you're saying. And like, I just regret that every day because I miss her so much. I miss her laugh. I miss my grandpa. I miss my dad. And I just, if I would have known then how things were going to end, I would have done things so differently. So, so differently.
And no one can beat themselves up over it because it's, you know, like you said, it makes you the person we are today.
Yeah.
And dumb kids, we don't know any better. We don't know how words affect people. But yeah, to go back in that time, and if we were to say Mercedes, you can go back to that day and you got 1 hour to go back there and enjoy it. Knowing what you know today would be such an unbelievable experience.
Oh yeah, I would change a lot in that way. So that is definitely my biggest regret. I like this idea of picking a number. That way I'm not like picking for you. So you pick a number 1 through 30. We've already picked 1, 2, and 7.
So I'm up now.
We're gonna do one more question each. Yeah,
I'll go number 9.
Number 9. What makes you furious? What makes you furious? We're talking right now about the 30 deep questions to ask your best friend and strengthen your bond. What makes you furious?
You're having dinner with friends or lunch with friends and they are late.
It's being late.
Late for a dinner or something. Yeah. We get to the restaurant, reservations at 5:30, get a text message from our friends. Running a couple minutes behind.
And it's at the time you're supposed to be meeting with them.
Oh. I don't know why that just gets me. And if it happens to me, even if I'm not there, like my wife will go to an appointment and she'll send me a text message saying so and so is not here yet and they're 20 minutes late. I understand there's traffic and everything else that comes into play and I'm late at times, but if for some reason if it's a dinner, that's what just rubs me the wrong way. That gets me going.
Yeah, and when it's a couple minutes, it's never a couple minutes. It's like 20 minutes. Like if it really is, if you're supposed to be at 5:30 and it's 5:35, that's totally fine. But if it's 6 and you're supposed to be there at 5:30, totally different.
Do you want, if someone's running late with you, do you want them to just be completely honest or kind of like fib a little bit? Like, oh, running a couple minutes behind, or be like, just left my house. Waze says I'll be there in 22 minutes. Do you prefer just a straight honesty or them to try to give you a little bit of a buffer?
I'd rather get the honesty. That way I know what I'm dealing with, you know? And yeah, I'll be kind of mad, but I'd be less mad than finding out they lied to me. I hate finding out that I've been lied to. So, just tell me the truth.
Especially if you're hungry and you're waiting for dinner. I'm like, oh, I'm ordering like 3 appetizers. Right? You're going to be 30 minutes late.
So, no, it's a little thing. But and it's just when it comes to dinner and lunch with friends and they run late, that gets me. And then I'm in a bad mood when they show up.
Yeah.
I got to get out of that bad mood to enjoy the lunch or dinner.
Okay, Steph, pick a number.
Ooh, let's go 17.
17. Ooh, scrolling down here. Are you afraid of getting old?
Oh my gosh, this is kind of similar.
You're dying and old.
Should I choose another number?
Okay, do you want to change it?
Let's do 20.
20. Oh gosh, this could be awkward. Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever not told me or us when you were upset with us?
Have I ever upset?
Like you've been upset, but you didn't tell us because you... I don't know. Didn't want to. They say this can help air out old wounds. They could be holding on to something from a long time ago, and this gives your best friend a chance to get it off their chest.
Hey, hold on. Before you answer, we have the show going on right now in the background. How do I find the solicit for the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, just put in solicit, space, Backstreet Boys.
Behind the scenes.
Sorry, I didn't put that in there, JC.
Buying you some time, too.
So. Okay. So I'm trying to think if I've ever been upset with you guys. And honestly, I honestly, hands on the Bible, I can't think of any time I've been upset. I might have been upset with an old coworker we had, and I'll just be straight up because I've told her, and it's Jocelyn.
Upset. Well, you guys are really tight, so
we are. Like, sometimes she'll have a mood and she'll have a day, and I'll have to go into her studio, and I'll be like, dude, what's going on? I know that's not really airing out between us, but that's all I can really think of with this show. Upset. I think of like the recent times I've been upset at work, and it's probably from our boss because he and I will sometimes he'd be like, okay, no, I need you to do this, and I'm like, okay, but I've already done that, like that's already done. And but that's really it. I honestly think I'm pretty straight up with you guys if I feel like I'm frustrated, if I'm annoyed. But honestly, I feel like we work so well together. Like, you know your role, Mercedes, you know your role, JC, and I know my role. And if we're not on the same page or if we need to figure something out, we know how to talk to each other and we know the wording of things, not like, hey, I need you to do this versus like, hey, could you do this?
Yeah, we know how to approach things.
Yeah.
You're really good at that too. Like, there's times where like I can be frustrated with something and I know you can tell I'm frustrated and you will approach it in a way that does not make me more frustrated. Like, you just, it's like, I think you've learned me very well and you know how to deal with me, especially if I'm like on edge about something. Like, that's how I feel. I don't know. Do you feel the same way, JC?
Oh, yeah. And I think we all can do that. I can pick that up with Mercedes. I can pick it up with you, Steph. We just know each other for so long that you just pick up on these vibes of people. You know, you just know people. You know a person's energy and their vibe and what they're putting out.
I feel like I've worked with a lot of different people and different layers of people, for me to like jump into this show, it was much easier to just slide right in and be like, oh, okay, Mercedes is a little frustrated, or, oh, Mercedes is good. Let me talk to her about Blackpink or something like that. But yeah, that's my honest opinion of the last time I was upset.
Oh, I like these questions. I mean, we could do 2 hours on this, right? For sure. All right, last one for me. Pick a number for me, you guys.
Yeah, pick it for
8.
8. Who do you idolize the most? They say Oprah, Michelle Obama, Chris Evans, Harriet Tubman, and why? The person you idolize says a lot about the person you are and who you aspire to be. This is so hard because I feel like I could pick so many people for different reasons. But is it possible to idolize someone younger than you? I really idolize my daughter. I love my daughters equally. I don't have a favorite, but I really idolize my daughter Sophie for the person she is. She is just, oh my gosh, just such a good person. She's so intelligent about so many different things. She is kind to her friends. She is the kind of friend you want to have. She listens. She only offers advice if she thinks you need it. She is funny. She's so funny. Like the things she says, she is like, I say all the time, I want to be Sophie when I grow up, or I want to be Sophie when I grow down, because she is such a good person. And that doesn't take anything away from my Brooklyn. I love my Brooklyn so much. And she is an amazing person too. But I just think in terms of like kindness and the quirkiness and stuff, I really idolize her. She's such a good person.
Well, I think she is a reflection of you and Matt, because all those qualities you were talking about in your daughter, we see in you.
Well, that is really kind, but I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. My kids are so much better than I have been or ever will be. I can say that with 100% definitive, like, just I know they are so much better than I'll ever be. And that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Like we did a good job that we were able to create that. Sometimes I look at my husband, I'm like, how did we create these two human beings? Like, they're so awesome.
There was an Instagram story that you posted of you and Sophie, I think at Disneyland. And you guys were talking about how you were going to go like on Instagram Live later to talk about Disneyland questions. And she was you were like leading the conversation and she was kind of in the background. And you said something within the lines of, a lot of people have been asking me or have been asking us or me. And then Sophie's like, as they should. Like, I'm a backup hype woman, and I felt that what you were saying about her.
That's awesome.
She is just so cute. Like, she hypes you up.
She is my hype woman. Every day I come home, she goes, do you know how beautiful you are? I'm like, oh, Sophie, thank you. She's like, do you know that I'm so lucky to be your kid? And I'm like, why do you tell me this every day? She's like, because it's true. And like, I walk in, she's like, let me see the outfit. Oh, yes. Air Force Ones. I love it. Are those my jeans? They look so good on you, girl. I'm like, why do I have this hype woman? She's so amazing.
We go back to saying, you know, wouldn't it be amazing and special if you can go back to a kid and know what you know now? It's like Sophie is like, knows all these things, that like she is treating you the way like you would want to treat a parent if you knew what you knew now. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
It's like, yes.
She's the one that now traveled back into time and knows how to properly treat the people around her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I am blessed with two beautiful daughters, but I think I really idolize Sophie, and I know her sister idolizes her too. I think we all idolize her. You guys probably idolize her.
She is.
And just knowing that she wants to be a lawyer when she grows up, I'm like, I would never have thought to be a lawyer when I was her age. What the heck? So she's great.
It's
crazy. You are so lucky to have her.
Well, I am lucky to have you guys. I'm lucky that we were able to ask some of these questions. You know, maybe we'll do a post on our website with all 30 of them, so you could try these with some of your friends. So this has been a fun one. Back for season 3. It's a Somewhat Normal podcast. We are out of here. Bye.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.